A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
Welcoming in head coach Jay Long once again, our final show of the season. Coach, good to have you here for a final time this fall. The Eagles wrapping things up last Saturday against the RMAC champion Colorado School of Mines. Coach, was that the best School of Mines or Digger team that you faced in your tenure as a head coach here at CSC?
Yeah, Dave, you know, they were really good. And, you know, we knew that going into the game. They're ranked, I think, seventh in the country currently. And the biggest thing I think that just stands out about them is they just run the ball so well. They ran the ball on everybody this year like that. They ran the ball against Pueblo really well. They ran the ball really well against Azusa Pacific. And then their last four games, you know, I think they were averaging over 300 yards a game in rushing. And whenever that happens, you know you got a good team, and they got a good team, and then they also, you know, defensively, they're the exact opposite. They stop the run, and when you have a team that can do that, you know, you're going to do some damage in the playoffs, and I'm excited to watch them in the playoffs. I think they're going to do real well this year.
Coach, you did have some records fall in the final game here at Shadron. Dalton Holst set some new CSC marks, and you still have a season left with him coming back as a senior, and that's a great way to quickly start focusing on the spring ball session and then next year knowing you've got that record-setting signal caller coming back.
You know, Dave, I'll be the Captain Obvious commercial. I mean, he's a heck of a football player, and you know, whenever you got a great quarterback, you know that you're going to be in every football game, and Dalton this year, you know, showed that he's one of the top, you know, quarterbacks in our league, and you know, all conference, I think, is going to come out on Wednesday, and I'd be really surprised if Dalton isn't, you know, one of the you know, didn't get some honors. Or I'll be really disappointed, I guess, would be the better way to put it, because he is one of the best, not only in our conference but in Division II. And when you look at, and he has the stats to back it up, and when you look in overall stats in the country, our offense was one of the top 10 offenses in the country, and the big reason was because of him and our other record holder Dalton, and also, you know. Cole Thurness had a great year, and Elijah Miles had a great year, and you know, those three guys, Dalton, Elijah, and Cole Thurness are guys that we need to, you know, build off of, and you know, up front wise, offensive line wise, you know, we've got the majority of those guys coming back, minus you know, Jared, and you know, I'm excited about what that group can do next year.
Yeah, on Sunday I couldn't resist. I went and filled out my own depth chart, looking ahead already for next year, and there is a lot of excitement with guys coming back and people expecting to kind of jump into next year. But what was it like for you to coach this senior class of 19 guys for the final time on Saturday? There were some real special players, but also special people there.
You know, I'm going to go back to that previous question just for a second, Dave. You know, Dalton, also, guys, I want to, you know, kind of just give you a background. Dalton came in, you know, did a great job at Gillette High School, and you know, rotated a little bit as a freshman, and ended up getting that starting spot, and has been a three-year starter for us. And I'm extremely proud of him. I'm extremely proud of how he's grown, the work ethic that he's put in, not only on the football field but also off the football field. And then now the next phase is that, you know, we're going to continue to work on that leadership side of things. And he's grown in all aspects, and that phase has also grown this year, and that was good. And I think that's why we had success on the offense. So I'm really proud of him. And the records that he broke was a John McClain record, and that you know, was something that I talked about, you know, numerous times on here, that, you know, at the end of Dalton's career, his name's going to be right next to the McLeans. And he's a heck of a football player, and we're really glad that he's on our team. In regards to seniors, you know, Dave, you know, we had our last meeting with them yesterday. You know, I'm super proud of those guys too. I mean, Dave, when you're a head football coach, or when you're a coach, you know, you build relationships with your players, and if you don't, you're probably not a great coach, because that's got to be one of your favorite things, is to develop relationships with your players and to watch them grow and you know, watch them, you know, when they have their tough times, find ways to work through it, and when they have their great times, to be able to ride that momentum with them. And this class is no different. You know, they're a great group of guys, and you know, I've said numerous positive things about them, and I still feel that way, that they're a great group of guys. They're going to be successful in this world, and they're going to be successful in this world from the things they've learned from our program, from their great parents, and you know, also from each other. And you know, it's funny, you know, Dave, Dave, I got a Snapchat thread right now with my college buddies, and and there's hardly a day that goes by that we aren't on the thread, snapping each other back or talking smack to each other, doing the things that you do as did as a player. So these guys developed them same relationships, and I'm proud to be a part of that.
You bet. And with 3 days now, Coach, to reflect on the season as a whole, was a really interesting season for Shadron State football this year. It was fun to be a part of, and you guys had to battle through some adversity. You saw some amazing things as well. What kind of things stick in your mind the most about how this season played out from August till these final meetings you have?
We were talking as a coaching staff, and we were doing our end of the year evaluation as a group, and it feels like fall camp was, the season just went by real fast, but then again, it feels like fall camp was literally 5 years ago. It seems like it was forever ago, so seasons always go fast, and this was a very unique season. And I think the thing that stands out the most is how we were in the middle of the season, how we found a way to finish those last five games before we played against Colorado School Mines. That we played some tough teams in there. Adams State's one of the best offenses in the country. Dixie State's, I think, one of the top 25 teams in the country. I think they really got, I thought they got a bad shake by not making the playoffs. They're a great football team, and they're gonna move on now to Division One. But that was a huge win for us. That was a team that we beat. We beat them in all phases, and that was something I was proud of the guys, and really I was just proud in the middle there, where our season could have went one way or the other after we had lost that last tough game against Western, and our guys found a way. And I was proud of them for that.
We've got more insight into Shadron State football next. You're listening to The Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street, or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
More Eagle football talk right now on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
All right, Coach, before you turn the page to next season, you alluded to this earlier, and hopefully you can give us a little more insight. Those one-on-one meetings that you have with every single player at the end of the season, I think fans might be interested to know, like, what kind of things get discussed, what kind of things go on when you're talking one-on-one with each guy after the year?
Dave, the first thing we do is on Monday you have your last meeting. And in the last meeting, it's a team meeting, because NCAA-wise, basically our guys are now, the next time we can have them all together again is January when we come back into school. So in our last our meeting on Monday, what we discussed was wish the seniors the best. We voted on team awards, and then we brought the underclassmen are now moving up from our juniors to seniors, to now it's their team. And what we talked about in that meeting was that 6-5 is a good season. I mean, if we're Division One, we're going and playing in a bowl game. Coaches are happy. They're probably getting some bowl bonuses and stuff like that.
Sure.
But our expectations are higher than that here. And we need to find a way to get ourselves in that 9, 10, 11 category of wins next year. And as a coaching staff, we put down some things that we think we need to do this off season. Things that we need to do recruiting wise, to get us to where we are in that mix of things. If we can get to 9 wins, we're in the playoffs. And if we can get to that 10 wins, 11 wins, you're probably in the hunt, if not the conference champion in our conference. And we got to figure out a way to get to that level. And when we identify those things, now it comes down to, do we have the right personnel to do those things, and can we get the personnel that we currently have to go to that next level of things? And really, when we talked in the meetings about, we got to raise our standard and raise our standard as a team with this group of guys. And and then after that meeting got done, then we put down our issues and what we need to identify and how we're going to attack them. And then the next thing is then we now go into this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We are meeting with each player one-on-one, and they'll meet with their position coach, and they'll meet with me, the head coach. And the position coach will probably be around 20 to 30 minutes. They'll meet with me about 10 to 15 minutes. And we'll meet with all the rest of our 100, and I think we're like 121 kids currently on the roster. And in that meeting, we're going to talk about their role and how what they can do to increase their role, and then if they're willing to do that, and so over the next 3-4 days, you know, we're going to find out, from our team what's next. Then after that's done, then it goes into the attack mode. How are we going to attack things? How are we going to get ourselves to where we want to be as a program? And that comes in January, and that starts off with the weight room. And Coach Kreese is, we've sat down and we discussed the things that we need to do and what our goals are for the spring weightlifting, and we'll go out and attack that. And then the next part of doing is the weight room. And we need, or not the weight room, spring ball. And, spring ball is about a month long. It's going to start on March 25th, and we'll end on this with our spring game of April 25th. From there, it's all about the action. And Dave, this as a coach, the spring of the year is my favorite time, because that's where you build those relationships. That's where you build the team. That's where we find ourselves when we go into the fall, when we get to that tough time when we've lost to Western State. We're 1-4, and we had to turn our season around. That doesn't happen through the year. It happens from what we did in the spring. And, so that's the piece that we got to go and do next. Identify our issues and let's go attack those things.
A lot of great stuff in there, Jay. Really appreciate the deep insights on what happens with the team a few days after the season and getting started to next season. You did mention awards. Did you want to share what the team awards were this year, or?
I haven't counted the awards, the votes yet.
Okay, so
we got it last night, and we'll get it done, and then we'll announce those in our team banquet on December 8th.
Okay, great. Well, we'll count on you letting us know those team awards. We'll get that out to the public. You mentioned the bowl games as well. I noticed in the middle of the season, Highlands, obviously not dependent on record, scheduled a bowl game against Western New Mexico, and then saw the Mineral Bowl came out, and UNK had a fine season. They're headed to that. Does Chadron State ever have opportunities like that? No playoffs, but you can set up some kind of a postseason type of bowl game?
Dave, that's something that we need to look into. I think that we got Wayne, Carney, and us, and we need to put together some type of a Nebraska bowl game, whether it be some type of way. We got to figure out the details of it. But, yeah, I've definitely discussed that. I need to call their coaches and see if it's something that they'd like to do. Carney got in because Fort Hays declined the bowl, so Carney got into it, and I think it's just great because that's what the guys want to do. They want to go play games, and New Mexico Highlands and Western Mexico, I think both of them were in that, didn't have the years they wanted to have, but they get to finish on a high note in a bowl game and go play against each other, and both of them have a great opportunity to win. Dave, that is something we need to look at doing, because I think it's a great opportunity for us to not only get another game, but also for our guys to be able to, finish that bowl game mentality.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Jay, let's look kind of now towards the recruiting side of things. You got to get the next batch of Eagles ready to go, and you've obviously been underway with that this fall. We see you walking recruits through the stadium pregame and seeing those excited faces. So is that now the immediate focus for you and the guys, your coaching staff, in terms of getting out, talking to more prospects? What's that process like now for you?
Dave, this recruiting is a lifeline. If you don't have the guys, that's the where you're going to struggle in the fall. And I got some really great recruiters on our staff, and I've been doing this for a long time. Obviously with the early signing date with Division One, Division Two doesn't have that early signing date. But what it has done, Division One, with them having the early signing date, has increased and sped up the process for Division Two, and right now we're with the most commitments I've ever had at this point of the year, and I think it's part of that the kids are ready to make decisions a little bit earlier, but also our coach has been out on the road and getting after it, and I wish I could talk to you more about it. The NCAA doesn't allow us, but I can tell you that I'm really excited about the class that we got right now verbaled and ready to go build on it, and the other thing thing is we're going to need some immediate needs for next year. And, you know, we're going to go out on the road. Coach Scherzi's going to go out on the road right around that December 1st. He's going to go to California. He's going to go meet with a few junior college kids, you know, hit some high school kids there. And then, you know, the rest of us coaches are going to be hitting our core states. Nebraska is the westerner side of Nebraska is my state, my area. Coach Sassy's going to be going through South Dakota into Wyoming. When Coach Scherzi gets back, he'll go into Wyoming and then also attack Colorado. And then we have three coaches in Colorado with Coach Masters, Coach Asani, Coach Jerzold, and then Coach Asani's also going to recruit the eastern side of Nebraska that we've also already got a commitment out of. So two out of the eastern side, and that's also something that we've had trouble with. So it's exciting to see that we got a lot of kids that are interested and want to be a part of Shattern State football. So we're excited about that, and that's the next phase. And we also, I guess, are going to send some coaches to the state championships. I'm going to be going to that, and so we'll have some coaches out there too, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's great. And some of the guys who have been real impact guys on our team too come from the coasts. We've had a nice little Florida pipeline down there. Kevin Coy is a guy at running back who comes to mind recently. And then Elijah Miles, guy from California. How do you guys kind of work those coasts a little bit and get those guys to come from those sunshine states all the way out here to northwest Nebraska?
Yeah, I'm going to probably mess up the quote, but heart and soul's got to come from the five states that are our core states, and then that's what our majority of our team needs to be, and then we need to get some feet from the coast. And Tavon's been a great one for us.
Yeah.
The records he broke was from Nate Ross, and Nate Ross came from California. Elijah's been a great one for us, and we're hoping that his career stays healthy and we can get him into one of the top leading rushers in Shattern State history. I think this year with his numbers, he went to top 20 in a season. So that's exciting. Hopefully we can get him into even higher as his career goes on.
Coach Long with us here on the show, and we'll finish up looking even further to next year. Jay, I always love to look at the schedule and kind of see how things are going to map out already. So next year you've got a couple of non-conference road trips already lined up, and then Colorado School of Mines looks like they're coming back here to Shattern, and you're on the road at Pueblo. Tell us a little bit about some of those non-cons and what you're looking at of the schedule next year.
You know, we were really lucky with our non-conference. When Dixie left the conference, and then also we had Western Mexico leave the conference a couple years ago, it kind of messed with our schedule a little bit, and that's where we were getting the buys in the middle of the year. We were traveling to, the Humboldts in the middle of the year, and then that also freed up Permian Basin to come to us this year. Now, with there being 10 now teams, is that it allows us to free up our first 2 weeks for our non-conference. I always tell you, I was really nervous about this because basically all of us teams would be competing for the same teams basically to come in and play with us. And we contacted Western State. Western State we moved around our schedule a little bit, and they got a money game, a Division I money game, and then we were able to pick up Western Oregon. So that's really exciting. We get to go to a place we've never played, and a place we've never been, and they're a good football team too. So that'll be a great addition for us. And then we've been to Missouri ST. That seems to be I think this will be the fifth time we played them. So it's kind of unique. I don't know why it keeps working out, but we're able to sign another two-year contract. So that's really good too. And they're a great team. They beat an FCS team this year, and I think they had 7 or 8 wins this on the season. So I'm excited about our non-conference. And then we also, I think you said, Dave, that we got 6 home games next year.
Yeah, so it looks like 6 home games already on the slate for next year.
Get to protect the Rock at home again for 6 games, so that'll be exciting. So
yeah, and I would imagine the guys really like that non-conference new venue kind of stuff too. It's the MIAA is all conference games, right? And it'd be fun to set up RMAC versus MIAA, a one-on-one kind of challenge every year. But they go to the same place in the RMAC. Do your guys really enjoy new places like Humboldt State, or maybe having Permian Basin even come here? They've got to love that, right?
For sure, Dave. I mean, that's one of the things that's really cool is going to able to see other places and those things. Yeah, I think I talked earlier about our conference and how unique it is, and all the sites we get to see. And Dave, you go right with us. You're on a bus with us. You're living it with us with the guys. You're living the 15, 16 hour bus trips. You're living in the hotels with us. I think it's just awesome what our players get to see when they come play in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. They get to see the desert mountains in Utah. They get to see the Rocky Mountains is the highest places we can play with Fort Lewis, Western State, Mesa. Mesa and Adams State. And then, you know, then you get to see, you know, another type of desert in Pueblo, which is another cool look. And then you get to see it in, you know, in New Mexico, and get to see that view of different type of mountains. And then you get to go see the Black Hills also. And then the plains of Nebraska, and all of them have different views, and all of them have different beauties. And I think it's really cool. And then we get to just throw in some other ones and go do some other experiences and go play other places and see what different conferences are about. And I think that's a huge strength of playing non-conference. And I wish that the MIAA and the Northern Sun, Dave, were both open, because if they were open, we'd have Kearney that's 6 hours away. We'd have Wayne that's about 6 hours away. We could go play the Sioux Falls schools. We could go into North Dakota and play Minot and Mary. But they're not. And there's been some talks that they will, and hopefully that happens.
Yeah, that'd be great. I do love the road trips, and I like to see the look on the guys' faces, especially the guys, the California and the Florida guys, too, the first couple times in the mountains or taking pictures. I remember Trey Mosley from California had his cell phone up. We were coming back from Western State or Alamosa and was just videoing the fall colors and the beauty of the Colorado mountains, and you just see that the look on his face that, man, this is something cool, a new experience. And it's always fun to see the look on the guys' faces enjoying that experience. But, Coach, it's been a really fun year with you. Always glad to have you in every Tuesday. The fans appreciate this, and as do I. And so thanks again for another year of the Jay Long Show. Can't wait for next fall to come already, and even spring ball coming up, too. It'll be fun. We'll definitely be checking in with you on recruiting and how next year's team is shaping up.
You know, Dave, there's always that talk that, you know, thank you's not enough. And I will tell you that, you know, my family listens to you on the radio when we're on the road. They tee up the TV game and then go through our Alexa somehow and tee you up to win. They'll make everything work together. And I hear numerous parents talk about, you know, how you portray their kids out there playing. And I can't say enough for you to of selling what our vision is to our fans and showing what our guys are like, because one of the cool parts is you do get to be on the bus and not only seeing the views, you get to be around our players. And the strength of our team is our players. We have great kids on our team, and I'm very proud to be their football coach. I'm very proud to be a Shattern State, and I'm very proud to work with people like you, Dave. So thank you for everything, and we'll go get better, and we'll have a better season next year, and we'll have more fun talking each week.
Looking forward to it, Coach. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shattern Glass and Windows. Tune in next week for more insights into the Eagles' latest game, team happenings, and what's coming up next on the gridiron for Shattern State football. To hear a replay of tonight's show, visit panhandlepost.com or subscribe for free on iTunes for weekly downloads.
E-A-G-L-E-S!